Oh, and he felt compelled to murder innocent civilians, too. So despite the fact that Hiro saw himself as a success, and despite the fact that he lived up to his metrics, I think we can all agree that his life really sucked. None of us would trade shoes with him given the opportunity, nor would we commend his actions. Dave Mustaine achieved great fame and glory and felt like a failure anyway. This is because he'd adopted a crappy value based on some arbitrary comparison to the success of others. This value gave him awful problems, such as, I need to sell 150 million more records, then everything will be great. And, my next tour needs to be nothing but stadiums. Problems he thought he needed to solve in order to be happy. It's no surprise that he wasn't. On the contrary, Pete Best pulled a switcheroo. Despite being depressed and distraught by getting kicked out of the Beatles, as he grew older, he learned to reprioritize what he cared about and was able to measure his life in a new light. Because of this, Best grew into a happy and healthy old man with an easy life and great family. Things that, ironically, the four Beatles would spend decades struggling to achieve or maintain. When we have poor values, that is, poor standards we set for ourselves and others, we are essentially giving fucks about the things that don't matter, things that in fact make our life worse. But when we choose better values, we are able to divert our fucks to something better, toward things that matter, things that improve the state of our well-being and that generate happiness, pleasure, and success as side effects. This, in a nutshell, is what self-improvement is really about. Prioritizing better values, choosing better things to give a fuck about. Because when you give better fucks, you get better problems. And when you get better problems, you get a better life. The rest of this book is dedicated to five counterintuitive values that I believe are the most beneficial values one can adopt. All follow the backwards law we talked about earlier, in that they're negative. All require confronting deeper problems rather than avoiding them through highs. These five values are both unconventional and uncomfortable, but to me, they are life-changing. The first, which we'll look at in the next chapter, is a radical form of responsibility. Taking responsibility for everything that occurs in your life, regardless of who's at fault. The second is uncertainty. The acknowledgement of your own ignorance and the cultivation of constant doubt in your own beliefs. The next is failure. The willingness to discover your own flaws and mistakes so that they may be improved upon. The fourth is rejection. The ability to both say and hear no, thus clearly defining what you will and will not accept in your life. The final value is the contemplation of one's own mortality. This one is crucial, because paying vigilant attention to one's own death is perhaps the only thing capable of helping us keep all our other values in proper perspective.